The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you. And Senator, it is going to be a very big fight in the Senate with Mayorkas impeachment. And it's something you're going to be leading this fight for the next couple of weeks as Democrats hope that they can just make all this go away.
Well, that's exactly right. We're days away from the House transmitting to the Senate the articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. This was absolutely the right thing for the House to do. And the Senate, under Chuck Schumer, the Democrats are trying to do something utterly unprecedented. They're trying to blow up and destroy the Senate's impeachment power and responsibility. They want to avoid a trial altogether. They want to just table the matter at the outset. That has never been done in over 200 years of our nation's history. It violates the Constitution. It is brazen. We're going to talk about that at length.
Yeah, it's truly incredible, and especially what their demands are on the Senate. We'll get to that part. You guys aren't supposed to eat. That's a little bit of a preview. We'll talk about that in a moment. I got to tell
you, food is overrated.
That food is overrated. That's right. You're not supposed to eat at all. We got some great audio from that. I want to tell you, by the way, I was watching the eclipse, and it was amazing. And got up early in the morning to get ready, and I got to share some blackout coffee with some friends. And they loved it. If you want a premium cup of coffee every day when you wake up, you've got to check out Blackout Coffee. And there's not just because it's premium, but you also get away from the woke coffee brands that are out there. You know the ones I'm talking about. I have to start my day off with a great cup of coffee. And if you are like me, you don't just want an average cup of coffee, you want a premium cup of coffee, you need to try Blackout Coffee. Now, I'm going to save you some money when you do this right now. Oh, let me also be clear. Blackout Coffee is 100% American, 0% woke, okay? Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. So if you like to spend your money with companies that believe in what you believe in, that's another reason to start your day with Blackout Coffee. From the sourcing of the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. So get rid of that woke coffee cup you're using in the morning and get Blackout Coffee. I'm going to save you 20%. All you got to do is go right now to blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Use the coupon code VERDICT. You're going to get 20% off your first order, and you get to start your day with a fabulous premium cup of coffee. blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Be awake, not woke. 20% off your first order. Use a coupon code VERDICT. Senator, let's go back in time and lay out what you said. I mean, it was months, if not a year ago. You've been calling for the impeachment of Mayorkas and giving the reasons why. Let's go back and start there. Why did you say that Mayorkas should have been impeached? He was in the House. And lay out that argument first and foremost so people remember all of the issues here.
Well, it's been longer than a year. It's been closer to 2 years that I've been calling for the House to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. What Mayorkas has done on behalf of Joe Biden is utterly unprecedented. He has aided and abetted the criminal invasion of this country by 10.4 million illegal immigrants. The volume of it is qualitatively different than anything we've ever seen before in our nation's history. It's the highest level of illegal immigration. And understand, it's not that Alejandro Mayorkas is incompetent. It's not that he's negligent. It's not that he's bad at his job. It is that he has decided to utterly and completely defy federal law, to ignore, to violate federal law, and to release millions and millions of illegal immigrants, including murderers, including child molesters, including rapists. And by the way, the illegal immigrants that he is releasing and that Joe Biden is releasing have gone on to murder people, to rape people, to assault people, to commit horrific crimes. And that was utterly predictable. In this instance, the volume of it, Mayorkas, it's not that he's trying to secure the border and is just lousy at his job. It is that he is actively trying to accelerate illegal immigration, to assist the cartels and the human traffickers to process illegal immigrants faster. Mayorkas views his mission as growing 10.4 million illegal immigrants into 20 million, into 30 million, into 40 million, and that is profoundly harmful to this country. It is in complete defiance of federal law. It's why the House impeached him. And now they are preparing to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. And under the Constitution, that triggers the Senate's responsibility to conduct a trial and adjudicate whether he is guilty or not guilty.
If you look at the media, what they're saying right now is, well, there may be a deal here to make all this go away. And there was a shocking statement that was put out by Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. And this is what he said. And I want people to listen carefully. He says that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. Now, the big takeaway, and I want your take on this, is he's admitting, I think, for the first time publicly, this is the policy of the Democratic Party: to have wide open borders, to have terrorists come in, to have cartel members controlling the border, making billions of dollars, and the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the fentanyl and everything. This is a, quote, policy disagreement. They're admitting it. Listen.
I give my colleagues questions.
Senator Schumer, can you react?
Yes.
Your colleagues say you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, and come back to the campaign trail?
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Leader,
yes. Does that mean that this is going to, there might be a debate about some sort of a framework for us, at least hear from the managers? What do you think is it?
As I said, we're going to try to resolve this as quickly as possible. As I've said in the past, it's absurd, and there are no charges in the House complaint that rise to the level of impeachment.
Senator,
yes.
Does that mean dismissing it or tabling it?
As I said,
do you have the votes?
We're going to move forward and resolve this as quickly as possible. Once again, impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. Yes, go ahead.
Senator, he looked down at his notes. That was a pre-planned line written out on paper clearly. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. Said it there three times. You listen to him say that, and I was just taken aback. I'm like, well, at least finally they're admitting it. This is our policy at open border and to fundamentally change this country with lawlessness.
Yes. Look, the open borders of Joe Biden, it's not just Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden. It's Kamala Harris. It's every Senate Democrat. It's every House Democrat. The Democrat Party as a collective have decided that open borders, that facilitating the invasion of this country, is good for them politically. They look at the 10.4 million illegals and they say, hey, they're going to vote Democrat. There are people. Some of them will vote illegally right now, and they're hoping as many of them as possible vote illegally right now. But the rest of them, they believe, well, we'll take power at some point and we'll grant amnesty to all of them. We'll give voting rights to all of them. And given that we allowed them to come illegally, they're going to vote Democrat. That is their cynical power calculation. Now, it was clear Schumer had two sentences written down that he repeated over and over again. We're going to resolve this as quickly as possible. Impeachment should not be used for policy disputes. As you note, he's conceding that it is the Democrats' policy to have open borders and to allow this invasion and allow criminals and terrorists to come into this country and threaten Americans. He's conceding that, but I want to focus on the other sentence he had. 50% of his comment was, we're going to resolve this as quickly as possible. And I want to put this in the context of history. Because under the Constitution, the House has the sole power of impeachment, to bring an impeachment proceeding, to vote out articles of impeachment. And the Senate has the sole power to try impeachments and the responsibility to try impeachments. Now, in our entire nation's history, over 200 years, 21 times, it's been quite rare, the House of Representatives has voted out articles of impeachment, 21 times. Alejandro Mayorkas is only the second cabinet secretary in history to be impeached. The first was in 1876, the Secretary of War. It has been 148 years since a cabinet secretary was impeached. So impeaching a cabinet secretary is a big damn deal. Now, the 21 times that the House has sent articles of impeachment over to the Senate, what has happened? Well, in three of them, the person who was impeached left office, was no longer in office, and so the matter was moot. Once they were out of office, impeachment removes people from office, so there was nothing further to do, so the Senate did not resolve the ones once the individual had left office. In one of them, the very first one ever, William Blount, who was a senator at the time, the Senate dismissed for lack of jurisdiction, and what they concluded correctly is that under the Constitution, you cannot impeach a senator, that the Constitution sets up impeachment as a remedy against executive branch officials like the president, like Alejandro Mayorkas, and it sets up impeachment as a remedy against judicial officials, and numerous judges have been impeached and removed from office over our nation's history. But the Senate concluded in the very first impeachment ever that it does not apply to a member of Congress, that under the terms of the Constitution, members of Congress are not covered by the impeachment power, but rather the body's sole and exclusive power to expel its members. So, of the 21 times the House has sent articles of impeachment over, four of them were not adjudicated because the office holder had left or there was no jurisdiction. The other 17, every single time, 100% of the time, the Senate held a trial, the Senate made an adjudication, and the Senate, every senator voted guilty or not guilty. Now, let me tell you what Chuck Schumer is planning to do. Chuck Schumer is planning to, at the very outset, file a motion to table the articles of impeachment. Now, this is an extraordinary act, and this does enormous damage to the Constitution and to the United States Senate. There's never been a motion to table articles of impeachment. Over 208 years of our nation's history, it's never happened once. Chuck Schumer is getting ready to do it. Why is he doing it? And this is important to understand. There are three reasons Schumer is planning to file a motion to table the articles of impeachment. Reason number one, he wants to prevent the House managers from presenting evidence. The House managers, in an impeachment trial, they come over, they present evidence, they lay out the facts that support the impeachment. Chuck Schumer desperately, desperately, desperately wants to avoid that evidence being put before the American people. The second reason he plans to file a motion to table is he wants to avoid a trial. A trial terrifies him. Why? Because what's happening at the border is an absolute travesty. It is a disaster. It is indefensible. No Democrat defends it. They don't dispute that it's human.
Let me ask you this, because it's such an important point that you're making, and I want to make sure that everybody understands it. You're saying that a trial is such bad PR,
yes,
for Democrats running for re-election, that they're afraid that the questioning could get so brutal and so out of hand that those moments where they would, in theory, be defending Mayorkas could be used against them in their campaigns and TV ads and commercials and things like that. So they don't want any of that video or audio even available for people that might be able to just say, see, look at Senator so-and-so. He's in favor of wide open borders and the chaos in your communities right now, and here he is defending it.
Well, look, that's the third reason that he wants a motion to table, is he doesn't want the Democrats who are running for re-election this year to have to vote guilty or not guilty. He doesn't want John Tester in Montana to stand up and say not guilty. He doesn't want Sherrod Brown in Ohio to stand up and say not guilty. He doesn't want Bob Casey in Pennsylvania to stand up and say not guilty. He doesn't want Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin to stand up and say not guilty. He doesn't want Jackie Rosen in Nevada to stand up and say not guilty. So he's trying to avoid their having to make any adjudication on the merits. But why is a trial so damaging? Why is the House presenting their evidence so damaging? Understand, the Democrats have no response to the arguments about the border. In the Judiciary Committee all the time, I lay out the facts, the 853 migrants who died last year crossing illegally. That's almost three a day that Texas farmers and ranchers are finding on their farms and ranches of dead people, of elderly people, of pregnant women, of little children and toddlers abandoned to die. They can't defend that. They can't defend the little boys and little girls that are violently sexually assaulted by human traffickers every day, over and over and over again. They cannot defend the women who are violently raped over and over and over again by human traffickers. They cannot defend the thousands and thousands of teenage girls sold into sex slavery. They cannot defend the over 100,000 Americans who died of drug overdoses last year, 70% of which was from Chinese fentanyl flooding across our southern border. When I lay out these facts, and I have hundreds of times in the Judiciary Committee, understand, Ben, no Democrat argues with me. It's not like Dick Durbin leans forward and goes, well, you know, Cruz has it wrong, and here's the Democrat spin. Here's why our open borders are a great idea. They don't have a defense. They don't argue. They don't dispute a word I said. Their strategy.
I remember just when you showed those bracelets, the bracelets that are used and remind people quickly of the bracelets. But no one refuted it. No one acted like what you were saying wasn't the gospel truth with the bracelets at the border.
Right. Look, on a lot of issues. All right. Taxes. Should taxes go up or down? Republicans argue we should cut taxes. That'll produce jobs. It'll help small businesses. It will help working families. We have an argument. The Democrats have an argument on the other side. They say, no. We want high taxes. High taxes for the rich. By the way, they always say high taxes for the rich. The taxes end up slamming the middle class. But they have an argument. Like, we go back and forth. They have their left-wing talking points. We have what we say, and they go back and forth. What is fascinating and what is incredibly compelling on this issue, there are no Democrat talking points. They don't have an alternative point of view. When I lay out the facts, when others lay out the facts, they sit there silently. And why do they do that? They do that because they know the corporate media is corrupt. They know CNN won't cover what I'm saying. They know ABC won't cover what I'm saying. They know NBC won't cover what I'm saying. They know CBS won't cover what I'm saying. They especially know MSNBC won't cover what I'm saying. In fact, they may do the day in life of a drug lord, as bad as MSNBC is. And so their whole strategy is hide the actual facts from the American people. Listen, when I'm in South Texas, do you know that nobody defends this? There are elected Democrats in South Texas. I've never seen an elected Democrat in South Texas say, hey, what Joe Biden's doing at the border is awesome. It's just great. It's something. So when Chuck Schumer says policy disputes, okay, what's your policy? Defend it. They don't want to. Their whole strategy is hide, count on the media to hide, because they're hoping the American people don't realize what they're doing. That's why Schumer wants to dismiss it. A trial terrifies him.
Want to talk to you real quick about your retirement. You've seen what's been going on with the economy. You've seen what's been happening with inflation. And the big question is, are you diversified? With inflation still well above the Fed's target, rate and consumer prices much higher than they were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and 4 years ago, you need a financial plan that ensures your money you save today will actually be enough for you tomorrow. That is where gold and silver comes in. And I want you to know about Freedom Gold USA, and here's the number one reason. Not only do they preach protection and diversifying your assets, let me be clear, they don't say put all your money in gold and silver, but they also do this. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms that you hear from every single day on radio and TV. So if you want to make sure that you're getting a great deal when you invest in gold and silver, and you want a company that believes that you should be diversified, not just saying, hey, put it all in gold and silver, call my friends at Freedom Gold USA. They are all about educating their clients on how to invest in precious metals. So take control of your financial future now. We just saw gold in the last couple weeks hit an all-time high yet again. Why is that happening? Because people are wanting to protect their assets in today's economy. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. That's freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. Or you can call them 1-800-655-8843. That's 1-800-655-8843. When you call, make sure you tell them I sent you, and you can even talk to them about getting free silver in your account today. That's 1-800-655-8843 or online at freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. Senator, let's talk about the confidence of Chuck Schumer. In that clip that we played, he seemed pretty confident and said it over again, I think twice, that this is going to be something that we're looking for a resolution quickly, maybe in a day, as the reporter yelled back at him. He didn't seem to push back on that at all. So what is their game plan to basically make all this go away, and how do we stop it? And that seems to be your core goal here, is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Schumer wants it incredibly quick, incredibly silent. He doesn't want Senate Democrats on record. He doesn't want any of the facts revealed to the American people. So originally the plan was that the House had announced they were going to transmit the articles of impeachment Wednesday night. You and I are recording this right now. It is 11:51 p.m. Tuesday night. The plan from the House was it was going to come over Wednesday night. Now, the consequence of that means that the Senate would have convened as an impeachment trial Thursday at 1 p.m. So when articles of impeachment come to the Senate, there's actually a separate set of rules for impeachment. They're totally different from the legislative rules. And it's mandatory that the Senate immediately moves into impeachment when articles of impeachment come over. Look, it's only come over 21 times in our whole nation's history. It is an unusual moment. The problem with the Senate starting this Thursday at 1 p.m. is typically senators go home Thursday afternoon, get on a plane, and fly back to their states. Schumer wanted to do all of this Thursday afternoon because he knew senators would be anxious to leave to get back to their states. They have events scheduled in their state. They're traveling around their state, and he knew they would want to get out of here. So this morning, Tuesday morning, I started the morning by sitting down in a meeting with Mitch McConnell and with Republican leadership and with Mike Lee and John Kennedy and meeting with leadership about how we can fight what Schumer is doing here. And a point that I raised in that meeting this morning, I said it is really damn stupid for us to do this Thursday afternoon. It facilitates Schumer's goal of making this quick. And what I suggested at the meeting this morning is I said it would make a lot more sense for the House to transmit the articles of impeachment next week, next Monday. If they transmit it Monday, the Senate takes it up Tuesday. Tuesday is a much better time to take it up because it means the Senate, we have the entire week to put this issue before the American people, and we're not doing it at a time when senators, both Democrats and Republicans, are eager to get out of town. The phrase is jet fumes are in the air. Like Thursday afternoon is when leadership tries to ram things through quickly because everyone wants to leave. Well,
and by the way, side note, what's happening also this weekend, which every person in America that loves sports is going to be paying attention to as well, that starts on Thursday? The Masters. So for Democrats, it'd be even a better time to do it on Thursday.
So a bit of good news I raised this morning at the meeting. I said this doesn't make any sense. Everyone who was meeting with us agreed. And so I texted the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Mike Lee texted the Speaker of the House. John Kennedy texted the Speaker of the House. And the Speaker, to his credit, he's a great guy. He's a great friend. The Speaker said, okay, great, happy to do it. And so he announced this afternoon that they were going to delay sending the articles of impeachment until early next week. And so we asked him to do that. He did that at our request. And the reason we wanted it to come early next week is so that we could focus early on the week when we could get real attention and focus on it. So that was a good step. Now, I want to pause and have you reflect a little bit on why this motion to table is so consequential. if Schumer succeeds, if every Democrat votes for it, and right now Schumer seems supremely confident that every Democrat will vote for it. What that means, number one, is that every Democrat is now on record supporting Joe Biden's open borders, that they're perfectly fine with what Alejandro Mayorkas has done. But number two, understand that they will have participated in changing the U.S. Senate. And so today I participated in a press conference with a number of Republican senators where we talked about the significance of this moment. And it is in many ways very similar to 2013. In 2013, Harry Reid, the Democrat, was the Senate Majority Leader, and it is when Harry Reid nuked the filibuster for judicial appointments and for cabinet appointments. And nuking the filibuster, what that meant is that Harry Reid broke the Senate rules in order to change the Senate rules. It used to be the case that you needed 60 votes to move forward on judges, to move forward on executive branch nominees. And what Harry Reid did is he used what was called the nuclear option, which is that he got a ruling from the chair on the floor that it takes 60 votes to proceed to a nomination. And then he moved to overturn the ruling of the chair. Under the Senate rules, any ruling of the chair can be overturned, and you can overturn the ruling of the chair with just 51 votes. And so what happened was Harry Reid got the Democrats to overturn the ruling of the chair. And once you do that, you change the precedents. And that new ruling is binding. The effect of that is since 2013, nominations have only required 51 votes instead of 60 votes. Well, that night that Reid was nuking the filibuster for nominations, the filibuster still exists for legislation, but Reid nuked it for nominations. I talked to Amy Klobuchar on the Senate floor, and I told Amy that day, I said, you are going to regret this decision. All of the Democrats are going to regret this decision. And the consequence of this decision is we are going to see more justices like Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas on the courts. And there is an irony that the direct result of Harry Reid nuking the filibuster is Roe versus Wade being overturned. If Harry Reid had not nuked the filibuster, there's no way on earth that the Senate would have confirmed Brett Kavanaugh, or probably not Amy Coney Barrett, and maybe not even Neil Gorsuch. That if we required 60 votes, Roe versus Wade would still be the law of the land, but for the Senate Democrats nuking the filibuster in 2013. And I told them that, a number of us told them that, in 2013. Now, what Chuck Schumer is planning to do next week is every bit as big a deal as nuking the filibuster. And in many ways, it's more significant. Why? Because the filibuster is not...
Ask you, what is the cause and effect then, right? Yeah. If you're saying, and you give the last example, which is significant, and I don't think many people understood that or remembered it, but what would it then be, the cause and effect of this, and could there be a silver lining in it?
Well, look, the reason it is more significant is the filibuster is not written in the Constitution. The filibuster is a matter of Senate procedure and Senate practice and the Senate rules. Impeachment is written into the Constitution. The obligation on the Senate to try impeachment is mandatory. It is in the Constitution. So what the Senate Democrats are planning to do next week is nuke the impeachment clause of the Constitution, destroy the Senate's responsibility, give away the Senate's power. And you want to know the consequences? Listen, we've got an election in November. I think there's a very good chance Donald Trump will be elected president. And it is entirely possible that Trump will be elected president. Republicans will take the Senate. And yet we could lose the House. We could end up in January with Trump in the White House, a Republican Senate, and a Democrat House. If that happens, I'm here to predict right now, if the Democrats have the House, they will once again impeach Donald Trump. Maybe for the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. I can't tell you how many times a Democrat House will impeach Donald Trump. It may be the only thing they do for 2 years. If that happens, and it comes to the Senate and we have a Republican Senate, you know what we'll do? We'll table the damn thing. And let's be clear. We didn't last time. So when Donald Trump was impeached the first time, it was exactly that scenario. You had a Democrat House. Pelosi rammed the impeachment through. The impeachment came over to the Senate. We had a Republican Senate. Mitch McConnell was the majority leader.
we could have tried to do what Chuck Schumer is getting ready to do. We could have just tried to table it at the outset, but we didn't, because Senate Republicans actually took our constitutional obligations seriously. We followed the Constitution. We conducted the trial, and Donald Trump was acquitted. We voted not guilty. That's actually the proper constitutional way. What Chuck Schumer is willing to do to protect Democrat senators from accountability for the disaster at our southern border of their policies, what he now calls a policy dispute, is break the Senate and nuke the impeachment clause of the Constitution. That's a big deal. And it's a deal that will have consequences 10 years, 50 years, 100 years from now. If Schumer does this next week, you will never again see an impeachment trial when the Senate is the same party as the president. That will be taken off the table.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if he does this, will there be any backlash, you think, come November? Or is this such inside baseball that it just says, they say, okay, so what? He changed it. Who really cares?
Well, look, the institutional change of the Senate, I don't think that's going to be a big voting issue. I do think the border and the chaos and the suffering and the death that is coming from Joe Biden and the Democrats' open border, I think that is going to be probably the single most important issue in November. And so it is critically important we do everything we can to number one, increase the price for Schumer breaking the Senate, destroying the institutions of democracy. You know, there's an irony. Democrats love to beat their chest and talk about how they want to save democracy. And yet, this is an assault on democracy. This is an assault on the Constitution and the institution that is the Senate, just like the Democrats' assault on the filibuster back in 2013. The Democrats have systematically been tearing down our institutions. But what I think is going to resonate, so listen, when we move to the impeachment trial, hopefully early next week, a number of us intend to raise points of order. I intend to raise probably multiple points of order, challenging what the Democrats are doing. And let me be clear what's supposed to happen. So here's what should happen next week. There are one of two things that can happen. Number one, the Senate, the full Senate, could adopt an organizing resolution and move to holding an impeachment trial on the floor of the Senate. Now, when the president is impeached, the Chief Justice of the United States presides over the impeachment trial. And it occurs on the floor of the Senate. You'll recall that's what happened with both of Trump's impeachments. That's what happened with Bill Clinton's impeachment. Yeah. And so Mike Lee has filed an organizing resolution that I've co-authored that would set up a trial using exactly the same rules that the Democrats put in place that we followed for Donald Trump's impeachment. Actually, the first one, the Republicans put in place. The second one, the Democrats had a majority they put in place for Trump's second impeachment. And by the way, the second impeachment of Trump, the Chief Justice did not preside because Trump was no longer president. So Pat Leahy, the president pro tem, presided because the Chief Justice only presides when it is the sitting president who's being impeached. That's one way of proceeding. Frankly, if we had a Republican majority, that's the way we would proceed, is we would have a trial on the floor of the Senate to put the facts before the American people. There is another way that Schumer and the Democrats could proceed consistent with the Constitution and consistent with the law, which is the Senate could appoint an impeachment committee, a committee with an equal number of members, an equal number of Democrats and Republicans, and the committee would conduct the impeachment trial. Now, the trial would be public. The House managers would present their evidence, and the committee would conduct the trial. That is the way that the Senate has handled, for example, the judicial impeachments that come over. They've appointed a committee. The committee has heard the trial, and then the committee makes a recommendation to the Senate. And the Senate, ultimately, every senator has to vote guilty or not guilty. But the trial itself is not held on the Senate floor. It's held in a committee. Now, I filed an organizing resolution that would set up exactly that process, would set up a committee to conduct the trial. The trial would be public, so we would put the information, we'd put the charges, we'd put the evidence, we'd put the harms, we'd put the people hurt and killed by the Democrats' open borders. We'd put all of those facts before the American people, but it would not be on the floor. It would be in a committee. I'm going to make a motion to do that. The Democrats are going to oppose it. I expect, and I think there are a number of Republicans who are going to raise points of orders, try to make motions to highlight the enormous harms caused by the open borders. And what I'm anticipating is every Democrat voting party line over and over and over again against every motion and every point of order we raise. Why? And it's what Chuck Schumer told us, because this is a policy dispute, and the policy of the Democrats is they are for open borders, no matter how many people are killed, no matter how many children are violated, no matter how many women are sexually assaulted, they're for open borders, no matter how many terrorists come into this country and how much death and destruction results. And I think next week we're going to see that vividly before the American people.
I want to tell you about our friends over at Ammo Squared. If you're like me and you want to make sure that you're stocked up on ammo at all times, and you don't want to be caught by surprise when there's the next run on ammo and then all of a sudden you can't find basic ammo at stores, that's what happened for well over a year during COVID. Well, if you were with Ammo Squared, you didn't have to worry about any of that. Why? Because with Ammo Squared, ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it and stored for free when you don't. They were founded more than 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho, and Ammo Square is truly automated, set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing. You can forget about dealing with moving heavy cases of ammunition as well. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or you can close your account and sell it all back anytime that you need the money, or if the price goes up. Yes, it is effortless ammunition management. Over 60 different caliber options are available. Ammo Squared is here to help you smooth out through the rough spots of ammunition availability. Like an ammo 401k or ammo savings account, you save up ammo for that rainy day when store shelves go empty and demand skyrockets and ammo is scarce. You're covered because you've been buying month after month. And best of all, Ammo Squared only ships factory new ammunition from well-known brands. They don't manufacture ammo or ship reloads. So if you want ammo at a great price and you want to have it on demand, go to ammosquared.com/verdict. That's ammosquared.com/verdict to sign up and get free ammo in your account right now. ammosquared.com/verdict. Sign up and get free ammo right now. Senator, one last question I want to ask you about this issue, and it's an important one, and that is, okay, so in the next 4 or 5 days, what do listeners of Verdict need to do, and who do they need to be calling, or is this say, hey, go and call into local talk radio shows and explain why this is important and what Republicans should do? Do they need to call their senators? Sometimes people, I think, get fatigue on that, and they think, do they even listen to me? Does it even matter? If I've got a Democratic senator that from my state, are they going to even listen to me?
So, yes, call your senators. And it's important, particularly those Democrat senators that are in tough reelection races. I mentioned them, Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Wisconsin. All of them are in tough reelection races. Call them. Call if you're in New Hampshire. You've got two Democrats there. They're not on the ballot this time, but call them anyway. If you got, call your senator and say, follow the Constitution, have a trial. Call your senator and say, end the open borders. That pressure matters. That pressure, there's a reason Schumer, listen, Schumer is not shy about talking. I mean, he'll talk about anything. The fact that he had two sentences he read and nothing more, we're going to finish this very quickly. Impeachment shouldn't be used for policy disputes. He didn't have a third sentence. The reason is he's terrified. His members, John Tester in Montana, is utterly terrified. He wants this over yesterday, fast, 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 because the people of Montana are horrified by the open borders that John Tester supports. And he's going to pretend when he goes home he doesn't support them. Well, every moment that this is on the Senate floor, every moment that the American people are seeing this, is a bad moment for Senate Democrats that are trying to get reelected. So, yes, call your senator, but also do everything you can to highlight what's going on, to highlight the facts. Look, the Democrats' strategy is darkness. It's cover this up. It's count on the corporate media not to tell the American people. Hope the voters do not know what is happening. So do everything we can, hopefully next week. I'm certainly going to be trying. A number of the Republicans are going to be trying to highlight the absolute disaster, the indefensible crisis that the Democrats have deliberately caused on the southern border and that they continue to cause. It's not like they've stopped. They're doing it today. They're doing it tomorrow. They're going to continue to do it over and over and over again because for them, the partisan political upside is worth it, and the people who suffer and die, that's not a big enough problem to make them stop or change their behavior. We need to make sure the American people know the facts.
Yeah, great point. Don't forget, share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach a new audience. And most importantly, get involved. Call your senators and make sure people know what's going on in your states, especially the ones that the senator just talked about. Also, don't forget, you can grab my podcast, and I'll keep you up to date on the in-between days as we do the show Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Grab my show, the Ben Ferguson Podcast, as well, and I'll keep you up to date on the breaking news on those in-between days. And the senator and I will see you back here Friday morning.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.